Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Welcome back to another edition of Zero Block 30. Well, I will admit, that I am an integrity violator starting today. I don't know if you've seen it or not. We're recording on Monday today, probably because I want to go play golf tomorrow. But we're recording on Monday today, and we're having a big NFL draft combine here in the Chicago office. Like so many Barstool folks came in from New York. There's a lot of folks here running the, so there's a 35 yard dash. There's a vertical jump. There's a three cone drill, bench press,
and a licky goober test. What do they call it?
The licky goober test. Oh, Wonderlick.
Oh, Wonderlick.
I thought you were just goofing. Yeah.
No.
The Wonderlick test. And I am participating. Kate's not because her back is absolutely in shambles, but I have to run the 35-yard dash.
And you said you would never run. That was your promise to the listeners.
Never would. And I said I might do it whenever I was here because basketball. I haven't done that because I don't want to pull a hamstring.
Yeah.
I told my wife when I came to work this morning, I was like, babe, I'm not going to be home till like 8, 8:30, maybe a little bit later. But be prepared. At any point today, I might need you to come to the hospital to pick me up because I will. I would put probably 6 out of 10 chance that I pull a hamstring today.
I am worried about you, Big Cat, and Brandon Walker throwing your backs out and join. But I also said secretly, I want a few of you to get hurt so we can all hobble around together as a team.
Yeah, the back squad would be good. That would be good. Too bad Cons isn't here. Cons would do well. This is something you would have done well at.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know it was happening. I would have liked to have participated. I haven't done any of these drills since 2006 when I did them for my pro day.
That's like riding a bike.
Yeah. No, I would like to think I could. No, all right. I'm just going to say something. Okay.
Okay.
I know I would do better than the majority of people that I'm watching on this screen right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely would.
Watching Kevin Clancy run.
I missed that part.
This with love.
I wanted to see that
it was painful. And you, his legs, he's a very handsome guy, handsome all around.
Yeah,
the legs were a little startling to me. Watching Tommy,
why do you think I'm wearing fucking pants? People, I don't want to perform poorly and my ankles on display.
Yeah,
can't have it.
As of watching Tommy Smokes's hips sluice through the air.
He ran faster than I thought.
He ran way faster than I thought. And some people appeared to be running backwards. So that's a thing too. But it's fascinating. I said, like, growing up, my parents were never like super physically active. Like, my parents didn't run. They didn't do gym shit. They didn't like, and every now and then my dad would come out and shoot hoops with me. And it was like bizarre to see him doing physical activity, shitty as that sounds. And that's how I feel watching some of these people do. I'm like, holy shit, it's so weird to see you moving and like not sitting in a gambling cave eating.
That's the thing. I think more so than anything, they all just look very awkward doing these things.
Yeah.
Because also, you know, bench press, a lot of people will go to a gym and do a bench press. The three cone drill is not something you maybe would have come across in your lifetime unless you played football, more or less. So seeing people try and do the three cone drill. Because the other thing too is with all these events, and people will see guys practicing these events leading up to the actual NFL combine, there is a skill to doing each of these and little tricks and tips to get a better score. And none of that is known by any of these folks doing this. However, I haven't seen Will Compton do anything yet. I suspect Will's going to do very well. Former NFL player.
Luckily for me, he's running in my group, so that'll make me look even
better. Oh, yeah.
That'll
You'll look great. You'll look fine. We're going to make him do a CFT next, by the way.
Yeah, we should have that challenge. But today on the show, our actual show, we have three rounds of the magazine. Round number one in a terrible news story that came out yesterday. An active duty Air Force member self-immolated in front of the Israeli embassy. And it was horrific seeing, because he did it live on Twitch. We're going to get into that story, and it is a terrible one. Round number two, we're going to talk about loan sharks from what we're working with the VFW with in a few weeks. I think next week actually is when I head out there for the legislative session. I'm really excited about that, to get out there, and we're going to talk about why in round number two. And then round number three, I always forget what round number three is. Let me see.
Mystery round.
let me see what it is.
Singing a tune while he looks for the round.
Insider trading. We're going to talk about a little bit of insider trading and some good initiative, bad judgment there. And all that today is going to be brought to you by our presenting partner, which is the VFW. I'm so pumped to be working on this partnership. I was talking with Pat Murray from the DC office this week, talking about some things that we're going to be getting into, kind of getting the schedule going. And there's so many things that we need to do as a veteran community that we don't think about. But luckily, we have folks at the VFW who are thinking about it. If you want to sign up, go to www.vfw.org/barstool, and you can sign up there. You don't have to if you don't want to. The VFW will help you out. But I highly encourage you to, because just one of the things you're going to get in your email boxes every now and then, you're going to get what they're working on. And the more people that know and they are following this legislation, they're calling their congressmen, they're working with the VFW, the more that we can get the benefits that so many veterans out there deserve. So go to www.vfw.org/barstool. You're going to want to see some of the other things that they're doing, where your local VFW is. We're going to be checking out some. I hope Kate does, if Kate can walk around.
My big plan, once my back gets a little better, I want to start going to all the different VFWs across Chicagoland and out into the suburbs and stuff, and really dipping my toe. I want to find out who has the best wing night.
You're going to find so many wild cards out there.
I want to find so many cool veterans. And actually, I was already looking up some of the ones around here, and it's been fun to see the one. I almost bought a house when I was house hunting out here, directly across the street from a VFW. And I wish it had worked out. I wish it had worked out. But
Zig's inside there?
No, I was reading. I feel like that era is kind of fading away, but they have a young, it was like they have a young new commander who's breathing life into the place and blah, blah, blah. And it's becoming like, it's not just for veterans. It's kind of a hub of the community and yada, yada. And the reviews for it were fantastic. So I'm kind of excited to get back out there and I want to find my personal local VFW. Start going.
Yeah, I hope you do. And I was like talking about people blowing new life into things. Pause. So yeah, what was I saying there? So at the VFW, when at the legislative session, there's so many younger folks that are like in the adjutant's role, like all kinds of different roles that they have there. Younger folks are involved, so I want to get our audience involved there, just like we are. Again, www.vfw.org/barstool to check that out. Let's get started with the show, which is some terrible news that is coming out of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and this is one of those things I feel like a lot of people first saw, because these days, social media, there's no what you're scrolling, and all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, is this real? Is this thing that I'm seeing real? And it was me. I was scrolling Twitter last night, and I saw a photo of a man in uniform on fire standing in front of a fence, and I was like, oh my God, what is this? And it, unfortunately, you want to tell yourself these days, like, it's AI, this isn't real thing. And unfortunately, it was real. A U.S. service member has died after setting himself on fire Sunday outside the Israeli embassy in D.C. A video posted online showed the man shouting "Free Palestine" as he burned during the incident, which lasted about 1 minute before law enforcement officers extinguished the flames around 1 p.m. The man appeared to be in military uniform and identified himself as an active duty member of the U.S. Air Force. Air Force spokesperson Anne Stefanik confirmed via email Sunday evening that he was indeed an active duty airman. The Israeli embassy said in a statement that none of its staff was injured and all were safe. Metropolitan Police Department said that he was transported by DC Fire and EMS to a local hospital where he later died. And as of yesterday when I saw it, he had been transported, but it wasn't sure if he was alive or dead. Or police identified the man as Aaron Bushnell, 25 years old, of San Antonio, Texas. The investigation of the incident is ongoing. In a video of the incident, Bushnell said he would no longer be complicit in genocide, which the Israeli military was accused of committing in Gaza in an international court of justice brought by a case brought by South Africa. I am about to engage in an extreme act of protest. And it truly is one of the most extreme acts of protest that you could possibly do. The MPD said in a post that its explosive ordnance disposal was called to, you know, basically the Israeli embassy in D.C. in reference to a suspicious vehicle that may be connected to the individual, but no hazardous materials were found. And
it's, I mean, the story is just crazy. And I think one of the most troubling parts about these types of things, because these types of protests happen all around the world, it's different now. because you can live stream it and you could see it. And I think it's unbelievably just jarring. And the, did you guys happen to see the video? I didn't know what it was. I couldn't bring myself to watch it.
I didn't watch it.
I turned it off right when I knew, like once he put the, get the accelerant on himself, I was like, that's it for me. But I watched the lead up to it that he streamed, live streamed on Twitch that they had taken down. And the level of calm that he had when he was about to do it was one of the most eerie things I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like he was walking to his death knowingly and just was unbelievably calm. You have to wonder what's going on, if there was any signs.
Yeah.
And like, you hate to put any blame on anybody else, which I would never, ever do. But you look at something like that, how do you get to that conclusion? I wasn't even sure when I put this on the sheet today, I wasn't even sure how we were going to talk
about it. Yeah.
But it's something that you have to talk about because it's an active duty Air Force member that did it. I just don't know what else to say.
Yeah,
it's a very incredibly sad situation, and clearly had to have had something else going on that you're willing to set yourself on fire. I think that is probably, of all the ways to harm yourself, that's got to be one of the most excruciating. Mm-hmm. The fact that he was willing to do that is just so, so sad and obviously horrific.
He's, you know, was speaking on our relationship with Israel, is we're giving them full support, gung-ho. And I do, what Hamas did was horrific and inexcusable and horrible. But you were talking about seeing the imagery and how jarring it is. We're also seeing in real time imagery coming out of Gaza of horrific things that you're scrolling your timeline and there's a 2-year-old with
The shelling has been insane.
Insane of civilians. Quite honestly. So it's been, I don't know.
And I even when Kate's talking about that, you could see how she's trying to parse through that, those mm-hmm. proverbial, hate to use it, but landmines, like that you have to walk, where you have to have a million caveats whenever you talk about something like this.
Right.
And it's scary. Like for, I think people like this, that are people like us that are going to be on camera, on video, talking about it, where you don't have a chance to clean up your mistake, trying to have the best intentions that you possibly can. It's a difficult conversation to have, but it's a much more difficult thing to be living in Gaza by far. I mean, watching what these people are going through and just knowing humanity. I mean, we've talked about this for so long. The people are different from the government that they live under, mm-hmm. no matter what. Like, you can be an American, but you're an individual. Like, if America did something wrong and we ended up getting in a conflict, then we aren't the people in the government that are making that decision. It was the same thing with the innocent Afghans, that what happened with them. It was the same thing with the innocent Iraqis. And it's the same thing with the citizens of Gaza who are there. It's just tough. It's tough to watch. Like, and it's a tough scene in the Middle East.
I think everyone watching it happen live is changing public opinion on certain things. Like, has it gone too far? I think a lot of people would say now, like, yeah, I think they agreed to a ceasefire. I think Israel agreed to a ceasefire just yesterday that would be starting today or soon. I think that's why I'm also afraid. You can read all you want, but it's so hard to parse out what is really happening and what is, but anyway, this individual, I'd be interested to see, because immediately when things like this happen, as soon as people find out the name, they find their whole internet history. They find everything they've ever posted. Mm-hmm. They find, and I'd just be interested to see the path that this gentleman, you know, that led him to this point. But yeah, that was huge news.
And people always say there's so many signs, but I think that's looking, hindsight bias is 2020.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel so sorry for the people that are, I mean, obviously his family, but the people that are in his unit too. Like, that's got to be an unbelievably tough situation suicide is a epidemic anyway inside the armed forces, inside the veteran community. And then seeing something as extreme as this has got to really fuck you up.
Yeah.
So if you're in that unit, I mean, obviously I'm sure your leadership, but if you need to talk to somebody, absolutely do it, because those videos were horrific. And if you're going through it, it's a total normal thing. You're not a pussy. You're not any of that stuff. You're a normal human being who's struggling. I mean, I'm sure it was like upsetting and triggering for a lot of folks that watched it, like where you have no idea what's going to come across your timeline. You see somebody.
Yeah, a lot of people probably wish they had not seen it. Yeah. Because that's not something that I think you would ever elect to watch.
But that was the whole point of what he did. Yeah. So who knows? I'm sure more will come out about that soon.
25
years. Yeah. I found that to be kind of crazy. The fact that he was only 25. Oh, man.
Yeah, I had no ideals at age 25. I was just a dumb idiot. So,
well, so, yeah, no, you're right. I was about to say something. I'm not going to say it now, actually. Kind of what you were saying, Chaps. I don't know how that would be received.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
Well, that was
I'll
sad.
Leave it alone.
Yeah, that was happy week, everybody.
Let's move to something a little less sad. Round. Let's go to round number two. What's here, Kate?
All right. So
I got to say, maybe I made a mistake putting that on the sheet.
The thing. I feel like a lot of times we struggle with what to put on the sheet because so much of it, he's like, I don't want to be a downer. I don't want to. But that's what's happening. And that's what the veteran community is talking about. Like, I bet you a ton of people across the veteran and military world are talking about that today.
So
they don't know quite what to make of it either. No. Right.
I'll speak for myself. If I were in a leadership role in the military right now, I would obviously recognize that maybe a lot of my soldiers saw or heard about this video, and you almost need to use it as an opportunity to approach your unit and say, do we need to talk more focused about mental health, and do people need to see someone? And I'm not trying to turn this around and make it a positive. Just saying you have to take these events. You can't ignore them if you're in the military, but you use it as a reason to talk to your formation and make sure everybody's in a good place. And if they're not, get them the help that they need and really reiterate what you said earlier, Chaps. It's okay if you need to talk to someone, because seeing a human being light themselves on fire is not a normal occurrence. Mm-hmm. And you can't predict how you're going to react to seeing that. So I think it's important to not just brush over it and say like, oh, we just want to ignore all the bad things in the world, because I don't think it's in our best interest to just put our head in the sand.
And I also feel horrifically for those police officers that had to be involved. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're sitting there not knowing what to do, because you're in a crazy environment, right? Like Washington, D.C. right now might be crazier than it's been since like the 1800s. Like it's nuts on an everyday level of like people that are protesting everywhere, which is great. It's one of the best parts about the Constitution, that you can protest and tell your government to go fuck itself. But whenever you're in the modern world with terrorism, with different types of threats here and there, when somebody is already at the mental state where they're going to light themselves on fire, you have no idea if there's going to be a secondary explosion.
Yeah, is
you
this have, a distraction for yeah, something else?
You have and, no idea yeah. what's going on. So to try to approach that situation, and even like there was a lot of discourse about the cop who had his weapon trained on him. And I even made a comment about it, like, I'm not sure that's the right thing to do. But you don't know, man. Like, you're in that moment and you have to make a decision. Maybe somebody does need to have Overwatch, and that was the appropriate decision to make. But either way, like, you're in that moment, somebody's screaming and on fire that they lit themselves on fire. Knowing what to do, that's not something that you train for at a police academy. That's not something that we trained for in the military, certainly. Like, so to have to go through that as those cops, that's got to be horrific for them.
Yeah.
Like, that's not an image that will soon disappear out of their minds.
Yeah. And I, unfortunately, people won't consider the context. They'll just see the officer with his weapon drawn and say something to the effect of, oh, look at there go cops again. You have no idea what was going through his head and what was going
what
on
could
at that
be,
moment.
Dude? Like, right. how, what would you, have no idea. That I think that's more so than in a firefight. Like, you have no idea what you would do in that situation, because at least in a firefight, you're expecting it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's coming. It's likely to come based on where you're at in the world and what you're doing. You're just patrolling around the perimeter of the embassy. You have no idea what you're going to come across.
Yeah, I'm sure they're on edge for people who are going to follow suit and try and do the same. There's always copycats after stuff like this. So hopefully I'm sure they're on high alert down there. But anyways,
all right, let's move on to round number two.
Round number two. Hey,
see, now is the time that I wish that we didn't have the rules at Barstool where we could have where we could illegally put music in, because there is no more time that we need a little Birdie Higgins. Hey, can you sing it?
You know what, can I do Girl from Ipanema?
Yeah,
young and tall and tall and handsome, that girl from Ipanema goes on. She's got nice boobies and got great legs. Yes, she do.
Round number two. Is that the remix? Yeah. She's got nice boobies.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
In my mind, the girl from Ipanema has great boobies. Yeah. She likes a party.
Can we say set of cans?
Girl from Ipanema has nice cans. They're bubbling along.
Oh, before we do this, Cons, record club guy. Way to go.
Ooh.
Yeah, I knew that was going to be something I wanted to focus on. When we found this house, and you're trying to think like, okay, I don't need a TV in every room, but we have this front living room. And I thought, what could we use this for? And I realized I really love music. And I think
Kate
the
just
biggest...
recently got back into music.
I got back into music. Have you heard about it? It's like talking, but flowier.
It's got instruments and stuff.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it makes my ears feel good. I like that.
And I think what you find also moving from Hoboken, where I live, single guy, to now married in the suburbs, you spend more time at home. Okay. So you look for other activities you can do around your home. And I, you know, this will just become another activity where I'm continuing to search for and collect records and build my collection. And shout out to my sister Maura and my cousin Pat. They both have pretty extensive collections, and we've started a joint sheet to catalog everything that we have. So
yeah, you gotta do that. We have our Excel sheet with my record club members too, Cons. Yeah. And let me recommend this, because you go in, I saw some of your posts this weekend where you had like Bruce, which I think is a staple for you. I'm sure that you'll have all the different albums. Let me give you this recommendation.
Okay.
Go to the record store, the cheaper section, and find some classical music and things like that, because the little crackle whenever you're sitting in your nice chair having a glass of whiskey and reading, like having that little crackle and some classical music going around, man, there's not much better than it right now for me.
When I was a kid, my dad would listen to comedy records.
Yeah,
had
I saw George Carlin when I was in the record store this weekend.
I always had him playing the Bill Cosby record.
Yikes. All right.
Round number two. The PACT Act stands for Promise to Address Comprehensive Toxics, and known, I hope that's not about me. I've been known to be a little toxic myself. According to Veterans Administration, there are individuals known as claim sharks promising to get vets disability benefits for money, only to leave them with nothing but frustration. We talked about this last week. We touched on it. Signed into law in August 2022, the PACT Act expanded VA healthcare and benefits to veterans exposed to burn pits and other toxic substances during many of our nation's recent conflicts. You were deployed. That's probably you. You work on a flight line around all that fuel. Probably you. You do anything in uniform. Probably you. In addition to dealing with various physical and emotional issues, many have been attacked by these so-called claim sharks. Christina Keenan, National Deputy Director of the VFW, says a claim shark is an unaccredited individual or company that promises to help veterans or survivors with their claim with disability or benefits. I see them quite often in the military groups, the private military groups that I'm a part of on Facebook. And I see them posting, hey, is anybody looking to like blah, blah, blah? Or they get people who have used their services or claim to have used their services. So-and-so got me 100%. If anyone's interested, PM me and I'll hook you up with them, blah, blah, blah. And right away, it's like, it seems awful. Because then you see a few months later, you'll see the same person posting, is it right that I'm giving this person 80% of what they want me? Or like of what they got me for my benefits. And it's like, no, that's not right.
And it's a firm no. Yeah.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah. So if you go on and just search for different VA benefit helps, there's going to be an enormous amount of these law firms that come up, and there's different groups that come up, and they all look so legit. Like the titles that they do looks like it's, for those of you who've never tried, I don't know, Cons, maybe a constantly this happened to him once whenever he was going to Pornhub. He actually just went P-O-R-H-U-B instead. Mm-hmm. And it came up. It was a different. I'm sorry, Cons.
But it looks very.
Cons looks so disappointed. Cons a huge porn guy. Loves
Whoa.
So you have those types of things that are happening in the veteran community. And it's so messed up. Every single step of the way, you have these people that are trying to take advantage. And Kate mentioned it last week. It's typically veterans.
It's typically veterans who are doing it to other veterans. The problem is they charge high fees for their services. And again, like what I saw is typically the person's like, I'm going to try and get you 100%. The deal is then I get 80% of that for the rest of your life. Okay. Yeah. If I get, at least you're still getting that 20% or whatever. They take a massive percentage for the rest of this person's life of whatever they get them. Many of these bogus outfits also guarantee a high rating, and nobody can guarantee that for you.
Right.
Nobody. No one can guarantee a veteran will receive a rating or increase for their disability. Claim sharks have no formal training in the VA system and operate outside the law. There are attorneys who specialize in VA claims and legitimate veteran service organizations that will help you file a claim for free. Shout out VFW.
So here, this is just a couple types of scans that they're doing. It's not just for the PACT Act. It's not just for things like that. But across the board, they're doing it.
Pension poaching. They promise veterans increased benefits or faster access to their pension funds in exchange for signing over their benefits or paying hefty fees. And again, so that they get what they want, but they sign over all their stuff to this person.
And the way that they get a lot of these people too is advances on the money.
Yeah.
Like, so some of them will do an advance. And if you're struggling for finances because you need your VA benefit, you're likely to do it. And it's essentially like one of those car loan places where you can put your title up for your car to get money against it. It's the same shit.
It's the same shit. And they often target elderly or disabled veterans who are really in need. And especially, I think, elderly veterans, everything's online now, which is super overwhelming, even for me, sometimes navigating it. And I imagine for people who are even less savvy than myself, it's easier to be like, well, maybe this person can do it for me. Like, I can totally see that. Identity theft.
Before we move that, I feel like I'm decently tech savvy, and going through the VA website itself can be a difficult endeavor. I mean, I struggled the other day. This is off topic, but I went to a restaurant on Saturday, the Flying Squirrel, played duck bowling, which I highly recommend. Duck bowling's a great time. You ever played cons?
No.
It's the little tiny short bowling alleys that they could have in bars that have the little balls.
Yeah.
It was so much fun because everybody can play and nobody has like a real advantage. It's just we're going out there and goofing. But after that, we went to a taco restaurant, and the first person has to get a QR code. And then everybody at the table has to scan their QR code. And then you put in your information, and then you put down what tacos that you want.
My parents would sit there and go, my parents would be like, we're going somewhere else. I can't. Yeah.
Dude, it was me and by the QR code. I was the oldest person there, and everybody else was like, how the fuck do we do this? Like, and then the restaurant brought over all kinds of tacos that weren't ours. Like four or five times while we were eating, they were like, did you guys get the mushroom tacos and the ribeye tacos? Like,
that's
no.
exactly what Nap. Remember, I tried to sign up.
Said yes, bring me that spicy margarita too.
Remember, I tried to sign up for the PACT Act because I did indeed sleep next to a burn pit for a hot minute, and I couldn't figure it out. I still haven't. Anyways,
the other thing that I found working with the VFW, shout out VFW, go work with them, is in addition to just the nuts and bolts of filing a claim being difficult and knowing what forms you have to put in and everything, I didn't realize there were so many things that you can claim that were unknown to me, like that are separate. Like, it's not like, oh, you file for your back, Kate. It's like, you can file for your upper back, you can file for your neck, you can file for your lower back,
your back. You filing for
medical terms.
That would be, I bet somebody at some point has gone in and be like, I need a claim. My pussy is wrecked.
Yeah, my pussy don't work no more.
But it's helpful that these people know what they're talking about.
I'm going to clip
I sat on an ammo can wrong.
I'm going to clip that for you, Kate.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But yes, we see what you're saying. Identity theft, stealing veterans' personal info, overcharging for services, fake charities. That's a huge one. Fake charities. What's that politician's name? They got super famous. He did the fake charity for service animals. George Santos. Yeah. He had a huge fake charity. Phony investment schemes, veterans targeted by investment scams promising high returns, home loan scams. Dude, never in my life.
Yep.
This was my first time buying a home. I used the VA home loan. Within a day, I started getting incredibly official looking mail.
Unbelievably.
That was like, that had the red, like confidential or important urgent. I texted you. I'm like, chaps, what is this stuff? Yeah. Am I late on my payments? Did I do the home loan wrong? Did I like whatever? And it would have information. Go to this website. Call this number. And I went to the one website. I started putting my information in. And then Pat's like, hold on. Look at the very, very bottom in the tiniest print you could ever see. It's like not associated with blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. there was a million scams that came at me and I almost fell for it. Yep. Like I almost fell for it. So it's like,
they should get tremendous fines.
Yeah. I don't understand how that's allowed to happen, but man, the second you buy a home using the VA home loan, you are targeted left and right from a million different ways.
And that's what the VFW is really trying to go after, is like heavy fines, get rid of these, make it illegal essentially to do any of these things, which they should. Like they absolutely should.
Yeah.
I wonder if any of these companies too, they rationalize it to themselves and they justify it that even though, you know, we're taking advantage of this veteran and we're taking a substantial amount of money out of this veteran's pocket that they've earned, well, we're still helping veterans. So it's ultimately good.
And I'm still helping the American economy. I'm going to buy a Maserati with that money, which maybe is not American.
Because you wonder, how could you knowingly take advantage of veterans, and they probably justify it some which way. I don't know.
But I think it's exactly like you just said, Cons, like where they're like, they probably wouldn't have got this without us, so we'll take a little bit because I earned it too. If I'm helping these people, I'm not a bad person. Yeah, you are, you piece of shit.
I like the idea of a townie lady who got burned by some vet back in the day.
That would make such a good movie.
And she's like, you know what? I'm going to spend the rest of my life scamming these motherfuckers for their benefits. So that I can understand.
What if you had Liam Neeson get on the phone and it's with Sarah Cavanaugh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the biggest, one of the biggest fraudsters around, if we remember that case. I will find you.
Hey, Sarah.
And I will get my money
back.
You took
10% of my VA benefits.
Yeah.
I will find you and I will get that money in back pay.
That's
with
right.
interest. All right, let's move on to round number three, a little inside trader goofing.
Love it. A man in
Texas. Sorry, really quickly, I just want to interject because I got the Barstool Combine thing going. Watching some of these people try to throw a football.
Oh, I told you. It's not bizarre watching them do physical activity. I've never seen half these people go faster than a slight speed walk. And it's
I'm very nervous.
Bizarre.
I'm going to look like
I can't wait
shit.
To see you run. It's going
to
be great. Don't worry. Awful. I'll post it. I'll post it.
Throwing
online.
A football is I don't think it's hard. But for some people, it just looks like it's the most difficult. It's a weirdly shaped ball. And if you don't know how to throw a football, it doesn't come out great.
To watch.
And throwing anything, I've found the only thing that you can stay consistently good at athletically, at least for me. Bicycle.
Fucking. Oh.
That's it. Yeah. Oh, fucking.
The last thing I'll say, you always have an idea of what you look like doing any sort of physical activity.
Yeah.
And then when you see yourself on film actually doing it, it's inevitably always very, very different.
But it helps you with film. It helps you. Like watch and make sure that you can get better, you know, like the what you're doing wrong. Anyway, here we go.
Anyway, sorry.
A man in Texas has been charged with insider trading after he made $1.76 million by listening in on his wife's remote calls while she worked from home. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, they also do football, do they not?
They do.
Yes, they do.
On Thursday, they accused Tyler Loudon of Houston of taking advantage of his wife's work-from-home setup to obtain non-public info to garner illegal profits. The agency said Loudon's wife, who has not been publicly named,
I'm guessing it's
Mrs. Louder.
Yeah, because that'll be public record.
She was a merger and acquisitions manager for the oil and gas company BP.
Wow.
Lest we forget the old oil spill. Mm-hmm. She had been working to finalize the company's plans.
Unless they want to be an advertiser.
True. Yeah. That's true. Then you guys are welcome to, and we will forget that happened. She has been working to finalize the company's plans to acquire Travel Centers of America Incorporated, an Ohio-based full-service truck stop and travel center company.
Now,
all taken a shit in one travel center.
Oh, yeah. And we've seen plenty of lot lizards around there, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, my dad was a truck driver. You're telling me he didn't get gummed up at a few travel centers?
Absolutely. My goodness, and pretty good hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Nice showers.
They're not too shabby. No. They're not too shabby. But before BP made a public announcement about the acquisition, Loudon, 42, purchased 46,450 shares of Travel Center's stock without his wife's knowledge.
How?
I kind of find that hard to believe.
I feel like that's one of the biggest proponents of having a joint bank account now is that you can know when your spouse is about to commit securities fraud.
Yeah, and also, buddy, it's called discretion, dude. Buy little chunks at a time.
With your PayPal account, so it's not traceable.
God damn.
Yeah.
After BP announced the merger, Travel Centers of America stock jumped nearly 71%. Seeing an opportunity for dramatic financial gain, the SEC alleged Loudon immediately sold all of his stock.
Smart.
He's also facing criminal charges, pleading guilty to securities fraud, And this is very dipping the toe in the old Martha Stewart pond.
See, I put this on there. I don't know if I care about this. I just simply don't know if I care that this guy did it.
Because there's millions of slime balls all over doing this shit every day.
And who does this hurt?
Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi.
No, yeah, like I think vastly different for all the Marjorie Taylor Greens, the fucking Nancy Pelosi's, the Dan Crenshaw's that are making
their money.
They're
all on the committees of yeah. these businesses that are making these decisions.
That's wildly different than overhearing your spouse. I feel like you got to take advantage of that.
I find it hard to believe that the spouse was unaware that he was in on this info. Like
we've all had partners that do nefarious things that I don't think we know about behind closed
doors.
Oh,
that's true. I did get cheated on pretty badly right down the street. Yeah, all right.
Ducks up. Yep.
Boop, boop, boop. Okay, you're
that's
right.
That's an enlisted thing.
That's
getting
true.
Cheating on.
Okay.
Well,
he
probably. I think it's very plausible that he didn't mention anything to her to give her plausible deniability that yeah. she had no idea, so she wouldn't get in trouble as well.
Yeah.
You know. In theory, all of us being in relationships know that something of this magnitude, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't be able to pull off buying $46,000 shares of anything without Alex knowing about
even
it.
Even if it was penny stocks.
I don't know how much Pat makes. I don't know how much money he has. I don't know what that guy does.
I'm going to say that's weird.
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
You have two kids together. You
as long
know
as
that.
The daycare payments come through, buddy, I don't know. As long as we're Splitsville, okay. But I don't know what his deal is. So he could be doing securities fraud for all I know. He could be listening in on my Barstool conversations. Talking about boozy. And who knows? Maybe his stock goes up.
But what do you gain for that? Like, why is it bad? That's what I don't get.
Your question, who does it hurt?
Who does it hurt?
That's a great question. I don't
because I think that has to be an element of a crime. Does it in fact hurt somebody? Because if not, who cares?
And it can't hurt somebody who lives in a mansion already. If it can't, I don't care about that.
I mean, it's never bad if your stocks go up. So why would you care if you were a person who owns stock? Why would you care if the stock went up?
I'm sure there's if you are actually smart and you have an answer to this, please let us know, because I'm sure there is an answer. Sure it does hurt people.
I can't wait to get called an idiot. Do you have any idea, Cons?
Yeah, I mean, because if the SEC allowed this, there would be a lot more rampant fraud going on.
Yeah, I guess
if
this wouldn't be a one-off.
Next thing you know, they're going to make Mississippi a one seed.
Next thing you have a book called Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, right, fraud begets more fraud. You know, so you have to maintain it. Otherwise, it would just be anarchy. And who knows what would happen if you didn't regulate this sort of behavior, because everybody is but a lot of people are walking around with a lot of information that they could benefit from if they did exactly what this gentleman did. And I mean, like, even when you go to work at a big company, a Fortune 100 company, Fortune 500 company, you have to disclose for compliance related issues. You have to disclose what sort of portfolio you have.
Security clearance too.
Yeah. So
speaking of, you know what time's approaching? Tax time. And you know what's super awkward? My H&R Block lady or whoever I
thought we had an ad read that I didn't know.
No. Whoever I use.
I thought Kay was about to transition into a personal HR block.
No, they're like, you have any other income? And I have for the last 2 years, I've had to be like, OnlyFans.
How much money are you still getting from that?
$150 a month.
Oh, hell yeah. That's pretty good.
That's
a couple Uber Eats.
That's five dudes who forgot that they are subscribed. And then every couple months I go on there and I go, you're still here, you little pussies.
You missed up an unbelievable opportunity when you were pregnant.
I know.
Niche porn brings in the bucks.
But you know, it makes me feel good to know I do have a little bit of like... Self-dignity. I don't know. I'm not saying you don't. I think you're brilliant if you're making money off of these.
Yeah.
Go off, queens.
Yeah. But, especially those people who do the OnlyFans that don't put their faces out there. Genius.
Oh, genius. Brilliant. Anyways, Katie Money Grabs, it's still out there if you want me to yell at you every couple months.
What was your ridiculous handle that you came up with there?
Katie Money Grabs.
Yeah, Katie Money
with
Grabs.
With a Z.
Yeah.
$150 bucks a month, better than a stick in the eye.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point, Cons.
Side note, I bet, man.
If you do get a stick in your eye, that's a VA benefit.
That's a VA
you
benefit.
Do a claim there.
That's right. I would love to see the top, because we talk about the revolving door between the military and politics and money. How many top military leaders with the inside on contracts and stuff like that how much their family members and stuff.
Secretary Mattis was a big one.
Yep. I Thanos. Bet. Man, oh man. If you really looked at some of those motherfuckers,
what was that? Just a little more clear.
Yeah, but I bet they're doing quite well. I bet they've done quite well. So,
all right, let's move into some.
You got to wrestle though. Again, it goes back to your own moral compass. You know, if you knowingly are doing something wrong that you know is against SEC regulations, do you justify that in your head somehow? I don't know.
On the cardinal directions, if you're supposed to be morally true north, I wouldn't mind being just the shit, like a little on the north side of Northeast.
Yeah, I've jaywalked a couple times.
Yeah.
But overall, it's not that I care about breaking the rules. I'm just too much of a pussy.
I just want $1.7 million.
And I don't understand numbers.
Well, you know, like you said, Travis, who is that hurting? If you take some information and you use that to your financial gain, who is that really hurting?
We're going to get the SEC. No one really.
But again, I think it speaks to maintaining order among the entirety of our financial system, because if you start to let that go, then where does that end? And then ultimately, could that end up in a much worse situation for someone at a much larger scale?
And can you go back to that story real quick? Can you click over so I can see the, I want to see something according to so this guy confessed to his wife about it. Mm-hmm. He said he made the illegal move so she would not have to work long hours at her job. He did it for love.
Yeah. Must have been love.
But then guess what? She reported. Okay, so so she really did not know, because she was like, BP, I have something to tell you. She was later fired.
I want to see there. I need to know what that conversation looks like. Like, if you have the husband that's going up to the wife and being like,
babe, you're gonna love what I did.
I did a little bit of fraud.
You're never gonna have to work again. But it was the most obvious fraud ever, and they're probably gonna catch us. And
probably gonna go to prison for a bit.
You're not gonna have to work forever because they're gonna fire you. Oh my god! Yeah, just
not for nothing. I'm not shaking a stick at $1.7 million, but that's not okay. I'm never working again. Type money.
Yeah. She moved out and filed for divorce. So. Oof. Okay,
so there's probably a lot more going on in this marriage.
Bless her heart. Pardon me for jumping the gun on that one.
That guy's probably going to light himself on fire.
All right, that wasn't funny.
Too soon?
Yeah.
I was talking about something different that went to a different school.
Yeah.
It was a different situation altogether.
It's two schools of thought.
I'd like to apologize to the listener. All right, let's move on to some save rounds and alibis. Cons, we'll start with you. Yeah.
Speaking of, I had this idea, I wrote it down, but I don't know what was going on. But speaking of additional income, maybe we've talked about this. Chaps, how do you not have a dog consulting business?
I don't want to. I just don't want to.
Have you been helping out with Miss Peaches?
I texted Dave, like, do you need help? I don't think he wants to.
No, he wants to do it all. That's his baby.
Well, I think he wants Miss Peaches, as she is. She's not married. I think he wants her to just have her own little life. And I mean, he has so much money. What difference does it make if she chews up a couple?
Right.
Or even a couch.
Yep.
Because it's not like he doesn't have the cleaning folks to come in and do it.
That's true.
That's the ideal situation to have a dog who's just a touch naughty.
Yeah. If you're not following Miss Peaches on Instagram, you must.
Legitimately, our boss, Dave, my favorite thing on social media.
Adopted. Is it a pit bull mix or just pit bull?
Yes, Staffy mix. Yeah.
Staffy, just the sweetest, sweetest pup you've ever seen in your entire life. And she now gets to live like a queen. I love she got her first puppuccino this weekend and my heart almost exploded.
Her first plane ride was private.
That she had a really tough life. And now that she gets to live out her days with Dave.
I audibly gasped aloud when I saw her by the pool with her little toy.
Yeah.
That was a toy peach that she was chewing on. That's the good stuff.
And Dave raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for the organization that helped save this dog. So,
and nothing cuter than his Miss Peaches.
I know. Miss Peaches.
Miss Peaches, what are you doing? Oh, wait, Chap, why don't you want to do it though?
It's just, I don't know. I did it for so long. I don't find it as fun as I used to. Maybe it'll be different now. But one, I have also found that like civilians, like normal folks, they don't like military working dog handlers techniques, because most people don't want to yell at their dogs. They don't want to become the alpha over their dog, which to me, the reason why I do that is because I look at it from this perspective. Would you rather, me and you live together, we're roommates.
Imagine
you do some shit, which would be a terrible situation. We both know. So let's say you piss me off, or I piss you. We'll do it from the other perspective. I piss you off, and you're like, "Chaps, you can continue living in my nice apartment in Hoboken, but in order to teach you a lesson, I'm gonna beat the fucking shit out of you one time verbally. I'm gonna beat the shit out of you verbally, or every day when you come home, I'm gonna yell at you for about 10 minutes." Give me the one all out crucial.
Yeah.
And that's typically what it takes for a correction for an aggressive dog. One huge correction. You establish that you're the dominant figure. But most people don't want to do that because that's their baby. They don't want to do it. So when I tell them how to fix it, there's one of my neighbors, their dog bad. And I told him whenever I came over, I was like, this is such an easy behavioral fix.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it would take me about an hour to fix this dog. But you would have to maintain that over time. And they were like, well, what is it? And I explained it to them and they were like, no, thank you.
Yeah, I don't have the stomach for it either. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, and it's not even like working dogs. You put your hands on them. Like you do like choke chains, pops, like with shock collars and all kinds of stuff. But people can't even stomach yelling at their dogs.
I like tisked at Spork for clawing at me from under the bed the other day, and then I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not spending enough time with my cat. He's acting out.
Baby Dale. Yeah,
well, that makes sense, though. Chaps.
Yeah.
I think ultimately you just don't want to deal with the backlash that you would probably receive. And that's
not just that. I mean, if you don't want your dog trained that way, then I get it. But if somebody came to me here in Chicago, if you're listening in Chicago, and was like, I'll pay you a substantial amount of funds. I'll train your dog to find out whatever the fuck you want.
But you have to do it in a Speedo, too.
Yeah. So, yeah. A Speedo would be good. I could do that, OnlyFans. Dog training with my dick out.
In a Speedo?
Nah, without it.
Just maybe a sock on?
I mean, I'm 41. Who cares if everybody sees my wiener at this point?
That's honest to God. My nipples are on my Instagram like 10 times now. And like, I just don't care.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to my cousin. I was on FaceTime with him the other day. He's like, it's brutal sometimes checking your story because you never know what's popping over there.
Okay.
Anything else, Cons?
Nope.
Kate?
My baby went to daycare today.
Yeah.
First time. He was my cousin last week. So we had like a soft launch and he's off to daycare. And even with the second, you cry. That is a tough. Oh, man. And this guy is just a ball of love. He's a big dude, my baby. He's a big fella.
He is a big fella.
He's a big fella, and he wakes up happy. He's just like a fucking happy dude.
Is he sleeping?
What's that?
Is he sleeping yet?
He only wakes up once a night.
Oh, hell yeah.
My other kid, for the first year and a half, woke up, like, no shit, 7 times a night, probably, like, just never slept. And still does. He still wakes up at night. He's 2. He's about to be 3. But this guy just sleeps. He eats, he takes big old dumps,
and
he smiles all day. He's just like, just a treat. And so you just want them. I just want this lady to be smiling at him all day. And if she's not, I'm going to be so upset. She's smiling at him all day. Who wouldn't smile at this guy all day?
Without a doubt.
Anyway. So anyways, my mom nerves are way up here. And what else?
Do you hand me my phone? There's something that I wanted to talk about, but it has. Oh, never mind. I'll grab it.
Back Magoo. It's fine.
Whenever I was like, doesn't want to give this to me. That's weird. Let me find. Don't forget about Heard and Seen. Oh, yeah. So I've been.
What's that about?
Have you guys, you've watched Love is Blind, I assume. Right?
Yes, yes.
I don't watch it consistently, but I've seen it.
Okay.
Two people who don't see each other are separated by a wall. They get to know each other. It's like speed dating, but nobody gets to see anybody. And then in the end, they like pick who they're going to be with forever, right? Well, not forever, but like who they're going to.
That was one of my top Katie contexts of all time.
Okay, I need to. I don't know. Some people are.
All right, so The Bachelor, what the premise is on this. So Love is Blind, and they have all these people, and it's not just Love is Blind. It's all these different dating shows now, which I watch a lot of.
Yeah.
Like I watch The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, The Golden Bachelor, mm-hmm. Love is Blind. I fucking hate when people are in a new relationship and they're like, well, what do you like about him? He makes me feel so safe. He makes me feel seen. Like every single woman says that on those shows.
Yeah.
And I'm not typically a woman hater, but we're at the point where on all these shows, I hate almost all the women.
Yeah.
And I'm a big women guy. I am.
He likes big women is what he's saying.
Also, we're not chubby shaming, right?
No, God, no.
Okay.
God, but, no. I went up 3 pant sizes.
That being said, you cannot say you look like Megan Fox if you very much do not look like Megan Fox.
Right. Almost an insult.
Love is Blind. The guy was making his final choice between two women. And the one woman was like, I've been told I look just like Megan Fox, blah, blah, blah. For the record, she is on TikTok and she's fucking hilarious.
She is hilarious.
She is so funny. She's getting roasted online and she's got a great sense of humor about it. Thank God. Where's all the people who've been telling me my whole life I look like Megan Fox? Stand up, dickheads. Because apparently, also, according to the rest of the world, I don't.
Like, can you imagine the entirety of the internet being like, you're an uggo? Like, you don't look
no,
like,
I do know tough. What that's like. Oh. I am familiar.
Yeah, I guess we all do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never looked older, apparently. I look like I'm wearing a wig. I look like a man wearing a wig.
No, you're doing great. Love is blind.
No, they're right.
All right, well, that's it this week. We'll be back next week. Oh, the first shooting video came out. So if you want to check that out.
He's got an airsoft gun.
Yeah.
Run around the office. You asked the cleaning lady yesterday or the other day. You're like, you want to shoot this thing?
Yeah. Like, I love that cleaning lady. She's so nice.
Yeah.
She's very nice to me. So I like.
How'd he do? How'd White Sox Dave do?
He beat the challenge.
Hell yeah. Like, that's right. You have the scar to prove it.
Yeah. And I let him shoot me in the belly. My wife is not very thrilled about the game.
Someone's going to lose an eye here and I can't.
No, you just put a hat in front of your face. You're fine.
No, Kate, that is going to happen. Something bad is going to happen as I predicted. And I will just sit back and I won't say I told you so.
Great content, though.
Yeah. You see this cage that's around cons? I'm going to have airsoft guns all over this cage. And then whenever we have different disputes that are going on, I told Big Cat I want to do duels, and he said it was fine. And so I want to have the Jordan music. Do you remember when Jordan used to come out and be like, at guard, 6'6" from North Carolina? I want to do that as the entrance for everybody comes out. And then boop, boop, you get 3 bullets, 3 little BBs.
Beads.
You get 3 beads and you do 10. Like, we're going to do Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr rules.
Do you think? I know someone has done this. I know it's out there on the internet. Say I'm across the gym and I'm butt naked.
Yeah.
And I bend down and I spread my cheekerones wide open.
Yeah.
And somebody is about 50 meters away.
Uh-huh.
Could they do a direct hit on my butthole?
Oh, without a doubt. You can pinhole that thing.
Yeah, I bet I promise you, if I've thought it, it's been done. Someone out there has done it, and congratulations to you.
Now, what about if you have a dangler in between your legs?
Balls?
Flaps. Penis head.
Okay.
Like, if you stood up on 2 different stools. And then you just did like you're a tripod and you bent over a little bit. And then because you could see it, that might be OnlyFans. Yeah, it'd be like a little target, like boop, like a little flap that opened up like you're a plane wing.
Cons, thoughts?
What do you think? Go viral, cons. You won't, you coward.
You're right. I am just a coward. I have no thoughts on any of this. I don't condone this behavior.
And do you think I could get that going? Like, do you think that would be a good OnlyFans? People like. I mean, the Pain Olympics was huge.
Yeah. Trying to shoot into your butthole.
Brought to you by who? Who do you think would be a good?
Suppository company.
Dude White. Exactly. No,
like,
Dude White.
Hey, hey, chaps, here's a super viable business idea where you consult on people's dogs at home. Nah, I don't want to do that. What about shooting people in the butt? Yeah, dude, let's do that.
See, that sounds much more fun.
I would pay to watch it. Not you. Sorry.
You don't want to see me get shot in the butthole?
I don't want to see either of your buttholes ever.
Mm.
Sorry.
Do you think you can still, after 2 babies, pick yours out in the lineup?
It's more noticeable now. I think now, absolutely, I could. Before, I couldn't. Now, that thing is ravaged in its own special way.
Cons, 10 buttholes in a binder. Yours is in there. What are the odds you're picking out your own butthole?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10?
Yeah, Khan's butthole wears a little vest.
Well, yeah, it does. It has a monocle on his brown eye. That's where his original monocle was, is on his brown eye instead of his regular eye. That's what they teach you at West Point. It really is. The old fucking butthole shot. Anyway, weird show today. Lots of up and downs. We started.
Let's not. Let's just
get out of here.
Yeah.
All right. Sound the retreat.